Now, the one who protects us all from prattling prognosticators and perfidious pundits.
I say, America, stay out the bushes.
Look for the union label.
And to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government.
From my cold, dead hands.
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected.
It's time for the Alan Nathan Show. Here he is, the longest-running nationally syndicated centrist host in the country, Alan Nathan.
Welcome aboard, everybody. Welcome aboard. I'm ever yours, Alan Nathan, the militant moderate. Thank you so much for joining us. If this is your virgin voyage, allow me to share with you our mantra. Folks, we want the Republicans out of our bedroom, the Democrats out of our wallets, and both out of our First and Second Amendment rights. We feel there exists this cavernous gap separating the two orthodoxies, and that it's a gap comprised of many degreed thinking people who can argue quite passionately in shades of gray. And to that end, each and every show we have fine guests to help best illustrate this point. Today is no exception. Also, if you wish to hook up with us on the web, it's www.alannathan.com. Don't forget that email address, alan@alannathan.com. That's A-L-A-N. Coming at you live and strong each and every Monday through Friday at this time. Don't forget the classic Alan Nathan Show, Saturdays, 6 to 7 p.m. And overnight Sunday mornings, 3 to 4, all times Eastern. We are indeed a Main Street Radio Network production. Please check us out at mainstreetradionetwork.com. Feel free to avail yourselves of our nascent but always robust Twitter and Facebook options that we have there for you. And of course, with great dispatch and alacrity, we'd love to thank our distributor, the Salem Radio Network. That's right, the Alan Nathan Show is entering its 28th year of national syndication, all thanks to you, reaching about 800 towns and cities across a couple of hundred radio station broadcasts each week. Again, all thanks to you. And by the way, I don't care if you're part of the authoritarian left or perpetually clueless right. Please get out of the thought control business. Our topics du jour, as you just may have heard, and of course it's understandable if you guess this one correct, because it's appropriately sucking all the oxygen out of the air. Alleged Charlie Kirk killer, Tyler Robinson, is in custody thanks to his veteran police officer father, Matt Robinson, who's, by the way, a 27-year veteran with the Washington County Sheriff's Department. What's next on that? Also, Minnesota Representative Democrat Ilhan Omar says it's effed up that Charlie Kirk was against the very empathy she's now showing him, even as she is unable to tether her claims to their required validating grounds. You got to wonder, how long has her brain been soaking in linseed oil? How long has this been going on? Also, Democrats blame Charlie Kirk's death on his own violent rhetoric while not being able to cite one example, even as we shall share tons of theirs. Are they really this sociopathic? We have assisting in the opining and analyzing old friend of the show, Tom Schatz, president of Citizens Against Government Waste. His editorials and fiscal policies have appeared in publications nationwide, including the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal. He's also testified on plenty of occasions concerning government waste issues before both congressional committees and regulatory bodies. Tom, great to have you back. How are you today? Tom Schatz, do we have you, buddy? Tom,
yes,
you there?
I'm here.
Good to have you.
Yes, I'm here.
Good, good, good. I guess you heard my intro. Apparently, Tyler Robinson's father had much to do with him being turned in. He himself is a 27-year veteran with the Washington County Sheriff's Department. We understand from early reports that people had apparently witnessed Tyler expressing some rather angry views about Kurt, about Charlie Kirk. And other than that, we're still out there lurching for any kind of answer we can. But it does appear that they do have the guy, Tom Schatz.
It does, of course. And look, there are a lot of people that say things but don't act on them. And that's, I think, part of the issue. People talk. They say things. It's free speech. You can talk about how much you hate someone. You can maybe not so much talk about how much you want to kill them. You know, it's the acting part of that rhetoric that is difficult to, you know, find or prevent or otherwise, you know, remedy, right? And that's going on both sides. It's been going on for a long time. It's probably worse because of the internet. And so this is, it's a terrible, terrible situation. It is literally like killing like a politician. I mean, that's how important and influential Charlie Kirk was to, you know, the president and the Republican Party, and really just getting people to talk to each other. You know, he stood for free speech, and he got killed for that, basically.
Well, hold it. You know, Ilhan Omar was actually pointing out, or was asked by a liberal talk podcast host or whatever, that, you know, is it fair to say that you have also received death threats? And she said yes. And then she went on to a diatribe against Charlie Kirk and Trump and everybody who's on the Republican side, as if they're putting out more of it than are the left. Now, look, yes, both Democrats and Republicans have received death threats. But no, there is not a parity when looking at violent rhetoric, because the Democrat Party overwhelmingly uses more of it. And this is proven by the greater preponderance of videos for all to see. One cannot run a search for violent or hateful speech and not find that there are more of these instances coming from the left than from conservatives, libertarians, centrists, what have you. And we're not including, of course, the left's bad faith labeling of dissent as hate, because those assertions constitute masturbated sophistry. You'll hear Ilhan Omar talk about how Charlie Kirk put out hateful speech because he had the temerity to point out that guns save lives. Well, they do. All right? A Department of Justice survey is put out every year called the National Crime Victimization Survey. And it has found that on about 100,000 times a year, people save themselves from robbery, rape, and murder through the mere brandishing of a firearm. Now, you juxtapose that 100,000-plus figure to the 33,000 that are lost because of the use of a gun, a third of those, by the way, being suicide, and you find, most assuredly, as a matter of effing math, that guns do save more lives than they take away. Yet, Ilhan Omar characterized Charlie Kirk as putting out hateful speech because he had the temerity to observe that fact. Where the hell are we with these folks? I ask you, Tom Schatz.
Well, we have talked a lot about how people talk on the left and how they are talking about free speech, but they suppress free speech and they get the facts wrong. The facts don't matter, especially for something like that. People who believe strongly in what they are doing get stuck, and they just can't listen to or understand the other side of the argument. And again, that's become more of a problem than it used to be. There used to be more debate, used to be more civil, and it's simply gotten worse and become, unfortunately, more tragic and more deadly.
And the paradox is they become weaker in their debate because they don't want to hear the other side. It's only after you come to understand the other side, you don't necessarily have to concur. But without debate, you don't get to learn the other side. And if you can't learn the other side, guess what? Your own debate points, your own arguments atrophy. They become weaker because you refuse to allow yourself to be challenged. Arguments rise and fall on their merits and nothing else, not the dictates of one side over the other. But these days, and you disabuse me where you want, Tom, but these days, the left are provably advocating for censorship in the name of fighting what they label as disinformation, while also censoring any challenge to their use of said label. So you're left with this catch-22, too cute by half crap, in which they're saying, we're shutting you down, and oh, by the way, we're not going to let you dispute why it is we're shutting you down. When that's your posture, how do you become anything but less strong in your arguments? Where am I mistaken, Tom Schatz?
It's one of the reasons Donald Trump is in the White House, right? I mean, they became so focused on things like the border and things like transgender, you know, athletes and things that people just didn't, well, they cared about the border. But a lot of these other issues were not the things that people were focused on. And it's like, you know, Bill Clinton, actually, I guess it was James Carville, it's the economy, stupid, right? Like, people care about what happens to them. And when they start talking about all these other things that are not relevant, and become so focused that they just lose the ability to have any kind of normal conversation. I'm going to have one quick thing. Right? It's a strange, you know, analogy, but the federal Congress has not passed all of its spending bills since 1974 when they had the Budget Act. They've only done that five times. So think about what that means. That means every year they spend what they spent last year. They don't change policy. They don't update anything. You know, the government just keeps, quote unquote, going. But it's falling behind because they won't agree on just what do we need to do? What's the federal government's role? What's important? They can't even do that.
No, they can't. And all the while, anybody who exposes anything about them that is not to their liking is automatically dubbed some kind of hateful name. You know, here's our agenda. Here's the laudable goals for which we're putting this agenda forward. If you oppose our agenda, that means you oppose these laudable goals. No, schmuck, you've just not yet shown how your agenda has the necessary properties to achieve the laudable goals in whose name they've been proffered. But this is their problem, their inverted burden of proof construct. They never want to have to defend their agenda, and the way they weasel out of it is by saying, hey, it's in the name of these goals, so you can't stop us. Stick with us. Going to be right back.
This summer's heat waves brought higher UV indexes across the country, and that's cause for concern. Dr. Raza Bukhari, CEO of Medicus Pharma, explains.
90% of non-melanoma skin cancers are related to exposure to ultraviolet radiation from the sun.
Even with regular use of sunscreen, high UV rays can cause significant damage. That's why getting a professional skin check could save your life. And new treatments on the horizon are poised to revolutionize the way skin cancer is treated.
We are currently in phase 2 trials of a non-invasive skin cancer treatment called SkinJet. This small microneedle transdermal patch provides a relatively painless, cost-effective treatment for basal cell skin cancer. So far, in our interim analysis, more than 60% of patients achieved complete clinical clearance.
For more, visit medicuspharma.com.
Summer's easy mornings are behind us, and now it's back to the school day rush. Parents know the scramble all too well, trying to get everyone out the door while finding something quick, tasty, and reliable to take on the go. That's where Mott's soft-baked, apple-filled bars come in. Unlike crumbly snacks that leave a mess in the car or all over the kitchen, these apple-filled bars bring soft-baked goodness and easy cleanup for active families with busy back-to-school routines. Made with ingredients parents can feel good about, like real fruit and whole wheat flour. Mott's soft-baked apple-filled bars come in delicious kid-approved flavors like apple, strawberry, and blueberry. Whether it's breakfast, part of a school lunch, or just an afternoon bite, they're a snack the whole family will love. Mott's soft-baked apple-filled bars are available now at retailers nationwide. To learn more or to find them near you, visit Mott's.com. All three flavors of Mott's soft-baked apple-filled bars are made with apple puree. See packaging for complete list of ingredients, not intended to replace fruit in the diet.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie. This is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give him a little talking to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve. It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at pva.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Every year is Alan Nathan, the militant moderate. Once again, this is the oasis for those who have an aversion to the left, right, black, white, two-dimensional approach. Absolutely delighted you could be with us, covering a number of things here. But clearly what's taking all the oxygen out of the proverbial room is the death of Charlie Kirk, the killing of Charlie Kirk, old friend of the show. My God, he was a meteor. He was just a meteor. This man was a star in the sky, and he was racing across the clouds, and now he has vanished. Allegedly thanks to Tyler Robinson, who's again in custody thanks to his veteran police officer father, one Matt Robinson. We understand that he's a veteran law enforcement officer with the Washington County Sheriff's Office, been there for like 27 years. However, we also have people like Minnesota Representative Democrat Ilhan Omar saying that it's effed up that Charlie Kirk was against the very empathy she's now showing him. Of course, this is happening even as she's unable to tether her claims to their required validating grounds. She actually has asserted that he was someone who could be considered having emitted hateful speech because he had the temerity to point out that guns can save lives. It's an absolute truth, actually. 33,000 people lose their lives because of the abuse of guns, one-third of which, by the way, are attributable to suicides. However, according to the Department of Justice's crime victimization survey done every year, over 100,000 people save themselves from robbery, rape, and murder through the mere brandishing of a firearm. Through the mere brandishing of a firearm, they save themselves. So as a matter of math, guns are saving more lives than they're taking away. And because Charlie Kirk, and he and I discussed this on my show some years ago, because he had the temerity to ever point this out, he's being ostracized now by the excrement-dwelling, scum-sucking pig known as Ilhan Omar. She puts out hateful speech but thinks that she should never receive it. Too bad. You're going to. But unlike you, I'm not going to support violence. But you don't get to spew hate without having some of it reciprocated. Otherwise, you think you're living in a vacuum. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of people assuming that the left have actually no role in the vitriol that has been dominating or permeating the airwaves as well as print, be it online or in paper form, you know, old fashioned. No. We have heard and we have seen what they've been doing, and they need to be held accountable. It's been happening for a while. But listen to recently. Go back a few years ago. Representative Goldman, Democrat out of New York, says Trump is dangerous and needs to be eliminated. You got Joe Biden. A couple of days before the first assassination attempt on Trump, Biden was saying Trump is dangerous and that he will win over his own dead body. And then you have liberals in the media. At a concert in Australia, Black Jack, award-winning actor and singer, spoke at a Biden fundraiser, asks longtime collaborator Kylie Gass to make a wish, and Gass replies, "Don't miss next time," a reference to the assassination attempt of Donald Trump. Have a listen to these things. Clip 3, James, if you please.
That man cannot see public office again. He has to be eliminated.
Trump is a threat to this nation. But Trump is even more dangerous now. We're not going to let that happen. Over my dead body will happen.
Make a wish, Kane. Oh, don't miss Trump next time.
You're telling me somebody finally had the balls to bring a pew-pew. And he missed! We were a second away! We were a centimeter away from half of the problem being gone, and you missed!
I mean, come on, folks like that, they need to be handcuffed to a radiator at an asylum using the floor as a dinner plate. That's where these people need to be. You know, Tulsi Gabbard, director of the National Intelligence Community, and we're going to get to my illustrious guest here in a second. She was recently on Jesse Waters. It was actually a few months ago. Gave us a sense of what was going on. Cites a Rutgers study showing that well over half of the respondents thought murdering Trump would be justified. Clip four, James, if you please.
There was a Rutgers study that just came out a little over a month ago, Jesse, that asked respondents their view on these calls to assassinate President Trump. And over 55% of respondents felt that murdering President Trump would be, quote unquote, somewhat justified. This study also pointed out that there is a, quote unquote, assassination culture that is starting to take over the views of what they call the extreme left.
Sticking around, and we appreciate that. Didn't mean to take this long in getting back to him. Old friend of the show, none other than Tom Schatz. Tom Schatz, of course, with the Citizens Against Government Waste. Tom, appreciate you sticking around. When you hear the left essentially embody that which they project onto others, it's got to make your head shake.
Certainly not the way you and I were taught and grew up, but apparently that is what they're teaching in schools now. Apparently not anything else, since test scores were lower than ever the last couple of days. It was reported that probably got a little lost.
So, that's in fact
what Charlie Kirk had been kind of reviving, was the idea of civil discourse, of talking to people, of asking questions. He was kind of Socratic, you know, he would answer a question with a question. Which is not as obnoxious as it sounds. It's thoughtful.
And I got to emphasize this because this has defined my show, and you know this since I've been around. And Charlie and I would talk about this. I had him on when he was a kid. I had him on when he was first starting Turning Point USA. All right, and he, you know, was starting to visit a lot of the shows that are out there. My colleagues, some are still around, some are not. But I've had him on. I had him on since 2013, 2014. I think he founded Turning Point USA in 2012. For God's sakes, 18. Still managed to wrap up his education, go to college, and everything. But he and I would talk about the Socratic method. What it really is also known as Elenchus, Elenchus. I am Elenchus trained. All it really is point counterpoint counterpoint counterpoint. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Question, answer, and you stay with the primary issue. You don't go off and detour the discussion on self-indulgent roads of escapism. You stick with the point, the primary point. You don't go on to secondary and tertiary ones. Why did you hit the girl? Well, there's violence everywhere. That may very well be true, but why did you hit the girl? People responding to a primary-based question with a secondary-based response. They usually only do that when they need to detour the discussion onto some self-indulgent road of escapism. Charlie knew that. He knew about that. He and I had chats about it. And he did return that kind of Q&A to the campuses to the extent that he could. And this last visit over in Utah, my God, the audience was tremendous. Was it not, Tom Schatz? It was immense.
Yeah. Well, listen, whatever he has done will continue, which is it's unfortunate, obviously, that he's gone. But I think what he instilled in people that supported him and followed him and are thinking like he would like them to think and we would are going to keep going and probably get stronger.
Well, the left are hoping that because he's been taken out, it'll leave a vacuum. I say that I agree with you. That vacuum will be quickly filled. There'll never be another Charlie. But that doesn't mean there still can't be others to pick up the baton. After his untimely departure. Tom Schatz, thanks again. Stick with us.
Tilly Ramsey, daughter of celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay, is ready to step out of her father's shadow into her own culinary adventures with the new series Dish It Out, premiering Friday, September 5th on Prime Video. A passionate foodie and aspiring chef, Tilly celebrates online trends and family recipes, alongside some surprise visitors in the kitchen, including her parents Gordon and Tana Ramsay, Gillian Jacobs, Frankie Grande, and many more. In each episode, Tilly receives a mystery box from chefs, influencers, and home cooks from around the world and uses the ingredients to cook a dish for a studio guest. Tilly Ramsay.
I've sat next to my father in the kitchen for my entire life and wanted to become a chef for as long as I can remember. Now that I've graduated culinary school, I'm ready to sharpen my skills and create exciting new dishes for my guests and will be sure to have plenty of fun along the way.
Don't miss Dish It Out starting this Friday, September 5th, only on Prime Video.
Circle K is expanding its membership rewards program, Inner Circle, throughout the Lone Star State beginning on Wednesday, September 3rd. Free to join, customers can now become members to get fuel discounts, drink deals, and more. To celebrate, Circle K is hosting a Fuel Day pop-up on Thursday, September 4th. Customers can get 40 cents off per gallon of fuel from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. local time. Inner Circle members will have early access starting at 7 a.m. Members can enter their phone number at the pump or inside a checkout to access the savings. First-time members can save 25 cents per gallon of fuel on their first five fill-ups and have access to discounted drinks. Members also get personalized offers and exclusive deals throughout the year. Sign up at CircleK.com/inner-circle or enter your mobile number at checkout to enroll via text. Learn more about the Fuel Day on Thursday, September 4th at CircleK.com/TX-Fuel-Day.
Hi, it's Practical Polly's radio show. If you're just figuring out that healthier cooking oils are better than solid fats, you may be asking, now what am I going to do with all these tubs of lard? Ever had one of those moments when your favorite skinny jeans feel too tightly tailored? Generously apply lard to your hips and thighs and those fancy pants will slide on like a dream. Or here's a family-friendly idea. How about making your yard into a lard fun park? Frost your driveway with a nice thick coating and give those kiddos a downhill thrill no matter what time of year. Having a bad hair day? Yep. A little lump of lard can tame your flyaways in a jiffy. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste or to your waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Now that's a tip worth keeping for life. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
What are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
Well, what are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. Don't you remember me? Don't you know that we miss you?
Miss me? Who misses me?
You know, all your friends in the forest. The trees, the pond, that little fort that you made out of branches. We all miss you.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
Oh, I guess that makes sense.
The forest is not that far away. Have an adventure today. I'm sure your mom would take you.
You're right. I should get out. I want to have fun. Play in puddles, catch frogs, and climb trees. Hey, Mom!
Yeah, hon?
Steven! What is that in your hand?
It's my sense of adventure, Mom. It's telling me we need to get out of the house and have some fun in nature today.
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay. Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Every year is Alan Nathan, the militant moderate. Once again, this is the Oasis for those who have an aversion to the left, right, black, white, two-dimensional approach. Well, alleged Charlie Kirk killer Tyler Robinson is in custody thanks to his veteran police officer father, Matt Robinson, who, by the way, is a 27-year veteran with the Washington County Sheriff's Department. What's next on that? Also, Minnesota Rep. Democrat Ilhan Omar says it's quote-unquote effed up that Charlie Kirk was against the very empathy she's now showing him. Of course, this is even as she's unable to tether her claims to the required validating grounds. Just how long has her brain been soaking in linseed oil? It's astonishing. And by the way, Democrats, of course, are blaming Charlie Kirk's death on his own violent rhetoric, alleged violent rhetoric, while being unable to cite one example, even as we shall share tons of theirs, as we've been. I mean, are they really the sociopathic? I mean, these guys in the aggregate point to a circle, call it a rectangle, and then get pissed off when you point out the disparity. Oh my God, this is just astonishing. But before I get to my illustrious guest, I want to share this Ilhan Omar clip with you. She's talking with Mehdi Hassan's outlet known as Zetio, podcast, if you will. And this is how the conversation happened. Clip six, James, if you please.
What I do know for sure is that, you know, Charlie was someone who once said, you know, guns save lives after a school shooting. Yeah. Charlie was someone who was willing to debate and downplay the death of George Floyd in the hands of Minneapolis police.
I think he called him a scumbag.
Right, have no regard, downplay slavery and what Black people have gone through in this country by saying Juneteenth should never exist. And I think, you know, there are a lot of people who are out there talking about him just wanting to have a civil debate.
Complete rewriting of history.
Yeah, there is nothing more effed up, you know, like than to completely pretend that, you know, his words and actions have not been recorded and in existence for the last decade or so.
Now, I've never heard a greater string of presuppositions masquerading a settled argument versus showing how said arguments were ever factually settled. This is taking sophistry to new masturbatory heights. First of all, again, there's nothing wrong with pointing out that guns save lives. Because as I've stated on a number of occasions and will continue to state, each and every year, the Department of Justice's Crime Victimization Survey puts out a report, and they have found that each and every year, 100,000 times, people will save themselves from robbery, rape, and murder through the mere brandishing of a firearm. Juxtapose that to the number of deaths that are brought about with the abuse of guns, which is 33,000, a third of which are suicide. And all of a sudden we see, as the rudiments of math can show, yes, indeed, guns save more lives than they take away. 100,000 times a year, people are saved from robbery, rape, and murder through the mere brandishing of a firearm versus the 22,000 that are killed with the abuse of guns. I really can't include the third that are attributable to suicide because that doesn't enter the conversation. It has no linkage as far as I'm concerned. And also pointing out that, oh, Charlie was against Juneteenth ever existing. He was against the events that ever led to there being a Juneteenth necessity. He was never against the celebration of the end of slavery. He was against the events that ever brought about the need to celebrate such an end. There's a disparity. You see what I'm saying? Over and over and over again. Denotatively or connotatively, Ilhan Omar is comporting herself in the most functionally illiterate fashion imaginable. Unless language, of course, is no longer tethered to the meanings of the words that comprise it. Screw this witch. Anyway, without a doubt, we need to move on. Let me go ahead and introduce old friend of the show, none other than Jeff Cruer, political analyst, columnist with Town Hall, author of America's Last Chance, host of the award-winning Ringside Politics Show. Jeff, appreciate you coming on. Incredibly sad time in which we live, but at least we did get the guy, Tyler Robinson. Jeff.
Yes, Alan, and thank you for having me. You're right. We can celebrate the fact that this murderer was apprehended within 33 hours. So good work to law enforcement and the public that responded to the images that were presented. But back to Ilhan Omar, she is vile. So I guess she is saying that Charlie Kirk deserved to die because he didn't believe in the Juneteenth holiday. And he had a different view of George Floyd than the media created. I mean, he brought up the truth about George Floyd, and he had a different view about the Juneteenth celebration. I mean, that's
But you know what? Even
of,
that, it wasn't – I've had Charlie Kirk. I used to have him on when he was a kid. I had him on
right.
Often before a lot of other folks did, and I celebrate right. my colleagues who have had him on as well. I had him on just last year, I think it was.
Yep.
And he wasn't so much against the celebration of Juneteenth as he was against the events that precipitated the need to have such a celebration. Therein lies where his really objection was. But let's say hypothetically, even if he was against Juneteenth as a holiday, you don't get to take him out.
So what? I mean, right. That's something weird in America. We have free speech, right? I mean, we can have different opinions. No one should be advocating the murder of someone because they don't believe in a holiday or have a different view on a celebration. I mean, it is so insane. I'm worried about our country, Alan, because these leftists have really become radicalized and very violent. And this is a real problem that we're having. This young man who killed him had been radicalized in a short amount of time from what I can tell. And how many others are like him around the country, Alan?
Well, that's what you have to ask yourself. But it seems the left, even in their reporting on this, cannot be intellectually honest. They ignore all that they have actually been. I mean, the violence and the rhetoric out there has been unmistakable. I want you to hear this little – this is a little montage of the left going off. It's got everybody from Nancy Pelosi to MSNBC's Donnie Deutsch to Ayanna Pressley, Democrat out of Massachusetts. You're going to hear Chris Cuomo when he was with CNN, Samantha Bee. You're going to hear former Attorney General Eric Holder, Nicole Wallace. I mean, Don Lemon when he was with CNN, just to give you a historic anchor. Right.
Okay.
And it's going to end with Rick Wilson saying that someone's got to kill Trump. He, of course, is a never-Trumper himself. Very closely allied with the left. Clip 12, James, if you please.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country, and maybe there will be.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
You know, there needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Enemies of the state.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
When they go low, we kick.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
Biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right up to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. I said, even if you lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
That was never Trumper, the one at the end, Rick Wilson. Before that was Johnny Demp, who sounded like an old man. But and then, of course, you've got the mainstream media that just can't execute any capacity for self-appraisal whatsoever. But whenever you continuously cite people as Hitler, 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 then you are going to generate in minds of many the idea that Trump, you know, represents
Hitler,
an existential threat.
Right.
And, hey, I got to stop genocide, so I need to kill him. Now, look, we can't start censoring speech in the name of babysitting those who can't control themselves. But at the same time, surely you have no moral authority from the left to preach to others about violent rhetoric. Your take, Jeff.
No, I agree. And we just have to call it out and condemn it. And it's almost exclusively from the left, Alan. And President Trump has been, abused. I mean, they've called for his assassination. Madonna called for blowing up the White House one day after he became president. How many of them have wanted to punch him out? Robert De Niro, Joe Biden. I mean, the list is so long. And, of course, let's not forget two assassination attempts. The man barely survived. I mean, it's a blessing from God that he is with us today.
You know what? I'm so glad you mentioned Madonna.
From the left.
It is. Yes. I'm so glad you mentioned Madonna. I've got her along with Maxine Waters and a few others. Have a listen to this little collage. Clip 13. James, if you please.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
A Missouri state senator is under investigation by the Secret Service after saying she hopes President Trump is assassinated.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
And if you see anybody from that cabinet in a restaurant, in a department store, at a gasoline station, you get out and you create a crowd. And you push back on them.
Okay, and we can hear more of that in a little bit, but we're coming at the end of the end of the segment. I'll tell you what, buddy, if you can, Jeff, hang on the line for just a moment, folks.
Okay.
You're listening to the Alan Nathan Show right here on the Main Street Radio Network. Stick with us.
We have an active government relations program. They're very much involved in legislative work to not only improve the ADA, but to strengthen enforcement. The bottom line is a law with no enforcement is no law at all. But it's not just about legislative work. It's really just about public education. We want the general public, we want policymakers, we want business owners to understand that they have a role in knocking down barriers and making the world more accessible. We have an active campaign going on right now. Barriers still exist. If you go to our website, pva.org, you can find information about various types of barriers that are out there through our PSAs. We have a petition that we want to send to the United States Congress that calls for improved enforcement of the ADA. And ultimately, we just want to get everyone in the game. We want everyone to have a stake in knocking down the barriers that still exist, because we believe in accessibility for all. To learn more, you can go to pva.org/barriers still exist.
Protein plays a key role in maintaining overall health and is an essential nutrient for post-workout recovery and muscle repair. Registered dietitian Roxana Essani has more.
High-protein diets aren't just for athletes. Protein supports your immune system and helps you feel fuller for longer. Plant-based options offer a range of nutrients to support a healthy diet.
PB2 Performance is a plant-based protein made from real peanuts or almonds with no added sugar or artificial ingredients. Each serving delivers 20 grams of protein and can be blended, baked, or mixed into a variety of recipes.
One of my favorites is the PB2 Performance Peanut Protein with Dutch Cocoa. I blend it with dairy milk for even more protein, frozen banana and ice for a rich chocolate peanut butter flavor.
PB2 Performance is available in cocoa and peanut, and vanilla almond. To learn more and find recipes, visit pb2foods.com. That's pb2foods.com.
Dear John, I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but you've left me no choice. I'm leaving. Uncontrolled high blood pressure is really serious, and lately you seem to really not care. I've been there for you since day one, and I know you think I'm going to keep ticking. But no, my friend, I can quit whenever I want. Why can't we get back to the good times, when we were more active and ate more healthy foods, and you checked on me every once in a while? Is that too much to ask? I don't want to leave, but unless you stop ignoring me, what else am I supposed to do? Remember, when I quit, you quit. Sincerely, your heart.
Listen to your heart and don't let it quit on you. Doing the minimum to control your high blood pressure isn't doing enough. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. For help keeping yours at a healthy range, text PRESSURE to 97779. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
You know that feeling? Like every door is closing and you just can't see a way out? Being unemployed, underemployed, or just out of school feels a lot like that. But when you find the right tools, suddenly, everything just clicks. Getting on that path may be easier than you think. A good place to start? Go to findsomethingnew.org. At findsomethingnew.org, you have access to resources that help develop new skills. Skills that will position you for careers in today's growing industries. From healthcare and manufacturing to cybersecurity and alternative energy. Plus, you can take advantage of online courses, certification programs, apprenticeships, and more. So you can take yourself from unemployed and uncertain to empowered and prepared for what's next. Find your path to a new career today. Visit findsomethingnew.org. A message from the Ad Council.
I'm Ben Affleck, and I want to thank you for joining me and supporting Paralyzed Veterans of America. Our vets need you.
I'm a quadriplegic. I'm definitely at risk with my diminished lung capacity.
I have MS. I'm in a wheelchair and I can't leave the house because I have a compromised immune system.
I'm very concerned about, would there be a bed for me? Would there be a ventilator for me? Would I be able to survive something?
It's just heavy. You know, it's a heavy moment. This is a war. This really is.
Our veterans fought for us. Let's fight for them.
I am so grateful for the PVA. They're making sure that we have all of the food and supplies that we need right now.
We all got to help each other right now. We can't get through this by ourselves.
It's with profound gratitude that you're going to be saving our lives.
To find out how you can help, please go to helppva.org. That's H-E-L-P-P-V-A.org.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Every year is Alan Nathan, the militant moderate. Once again, this is the Oasis for those who have an aversion to the left-right, black-white, two-dimensional approach. Well, liberal media has just been downplaying the significance of Charlie Kirk's assassination, with many essentially conveying that the guy had it coming. Matthew Dowd was just fired from MSNBC for conveying a similar contention, a similar sentiment. Clip 16, James, if you please.
I emphasize what you just emphasized. We don't know any of the full details of this. That we don't know if this was a supporter shooting their gun off in celebration, or so we have no idea about this. But following up with what was just said, he's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech or sort of aimed at certain groups. And I always go back to hateful thoughts lead to hateful words, which then lead to hateful actions.
Now, that's a word association bridge that somehow tries to validate the absurd. One way or another, they get to justify censorship. So if you are somebody who has the temerity, a mitigated goal, audacity, and lack of fortitude to actually convey a view antithetical to one held by those on the left, you are an immoral, evil person, because clearly whatever policy it is that to which you're objecting is one that is meant to fill some laudable goal. This is the whole crux of the problem. The left insist that their agenda is validated by their stated goals. And, of course, that's never the case. An agenda is never validated by its stated goal. Why? Because that's the job of the bloody agenda, to validate itself by showing how it has the properties to achieve the stated goal in whose name it's been proffered. Otherwise, any schmuck can come up with any asinine agenda that he, she, or they wish to, providing he, she, or they first remember to say, oh, it's in the name of this laudable goal. It doesn't work that way. It never works that way. But that's at the core of what's going on right now and what permeates our politics, and yes, does contribute to this level of vitriol, which can eventually lead to hateful actions. But it's the dishonesty. Stop telling me that because your agenda is in the name of mom, apple pie, and togetherness, that I can't be against your agenda, because that means by default I'm against mom, apple pie, and togetherness. You got to show the effing linkage between the two. And oh, by the way, please don't tell me that I'm not able to be angry in my rhetoric against you, because that will prove to be the justification for any kind of act of violence that befalls me. I'm not applying that principle to you, so kindly reciprocate that courtesy. Arguments have to rise and fall on their merits, not on the dictates of one side over the other, regardless of the vehicle used to get there. Anyway, without further ado, we have assisting in the opining and analyzing old friend of the show, Jeff Carrera, sticking around. We appreciate that. Political analyst, columnist with Town Hall, author of the highly praised work America's Last Chance, and host of the award-winning radio show Ringside Politics. Jeff, appreciate you sticking around. You heard what Matthew Dowd had to say. Mm-hmm. And bon voyage, Dowd. Glad your ass got sacked. Or am I being too crass?
No, you're speaking for millions. You know what I've discovered, Alan, that the so-called never-Trumpers, the establishment Republicans, the Trump-hating Republicans, they're more vile and vicious than the Democrats. I mean, Nicole Wallace, Rick Wilson, Michael Steele, this guy. I mean, they're more hateful than the Democrats. I mean, they hate Trump with such intensity. I mean, it's really incredible that they consider themselves, quote unquote, Republicans.
You know why? But I think they hate him so much. They hate him so much because he's winning. He's been proven correct. They thought he would be. A lot of these people, like Bill Kristol, and I worked with him a little bit when I was at Radio America Network 100 years ago, you know, formerly the Weekly Standard. Hey, he used to have a regular gig on This Week with David Brinkley 100 years ago. I remember he was always George Will all the time.
Another one, George Will.
You know what they hate so much? That they have been proven wrong. This is what's driving them around the bloody twist. All the reasons why they said Trump should never reach office have been undercut. Everything from tariffs to he's too out of step with the neoconservatives who are all about protecting this country and getting involved with endless wars. Trump
endless wars,
showed that
right.
the following two things were not mutually exclusive. You could be against endless wars, but still kick ass when you had to, even when it was dangerous. And he proved that with, you know, in his first term, taking out Soleimani, the Iranian
right.
Butcher.
And
everybody,
Al
including
Baghdadi,
the left, was saying he shouldn't
right.
do that. Al-Baghdadi mm-hmm. as well.
Right.
And then he goes
mm-hmm.
ahead and he removes the nuclear facilities of Iran. How? By bombing right. the living crap out of three of their primary
right.
facilities, setting them back about a decade. And yet,
and then,
the left were all about – and what happened? You know what that meant? That meant the neocons were proven
right.
wrong. What do you know?
Yeah.
Trump is willing to take action.
But it's limited. It's limited. He brings our forces back home. He doesn't get us into a 20-year
Precisely.
War.
Yeah.
He's for decisive military action in a limited way, accomplishing our goals, and then leaving. And it's been proven to be, as you say, 100% effective, and they have proven to be wrong on everything. And yes, I guess they are having a hard time dealing with the fact they were so wrong for so long. But back to what Dowd said about Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk was the antithesis of that, Alan. He was not a hateful young man. You interviewed him. I interviewed him. He was a very pleasant young man, a brilliant young man. He wanted debate. He wanted to bring on the other side and give them a platform. Everything that they claim he was not. And that's why
and everything they claimed and everything they claim he was not, he was.
Right.
You know, he was the embodiment of joy and character. And I remember
right.
when he was just a kid. I mean, you know, I thought to myself, all right, let's hope this doesn't wear off. And then it did. And he kept going on. He really was the meteor.
And growing and digging and getting bigger and bigger and more effective. I mean, there are not many people in the country that could attract so many thousands of people to all these events. He was a rock star. And some people said he was maybe one day going to be a president, and I think that very well could have been his future. I mean,
yeah, I forgot who made that clear, but they said we lost a potential president.
Yeah.
And I think there was a lot to be said of that. He just was so effervescent. The guy was so filled with life, and he
right.
was willing to go into the Lion's Den being campus debate.
Right.
I mean, you and I have done speeches. I mean, I've had the opportunity. I've given addresses at American University, George Mason University.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I gave it at the Kennedy School of Government in Harvard. I was invited by the Libertarians. I gave it a little shtick then. You know, it seems as if the college angst against free speech has grown so much more in the
yes.
last few years versus
Sadly.
The years before that. And you know
right.
what it is? That's all the more reason why speech they don't want to hear needs to be shoved down their
right.
throats. They need to be made to defend their positions. Arguments must rise and fall on the merits. Otherwise, they're not arguments worth considering. Uh-huh. You're listening to The Alan Nathan Show right here on the Main Street Radio Network. Jeff Carrere, always a pleasure.
The opinions you hear on the Main Street Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of the station, Main Street Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Main Street Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. So please, consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about Main Street Radio Network, contact us at 703-719-0433 or at our website, mainstreetradionetwork.com.